So, thank you all for coming. I think you guys are awesome for caring so much about your digital rights, because they're really important. And if I own an iPhone, I reserve the right to jailbreak it. If I'm a crypto researcher, I reserve the right to do my research without the government telling me what I can and can't do with digital media that I own and that I bought legally. I think that's very important, and I think that it's very important for us to stand not only against the atmosphere of digital locks that prohibit our digital rights, but also against the atmosphere of internet freedom, which is much larger and more pervasive. So most of the environment right now has very little internet censorship provisions that are directed at that, but there's a huge lobby. I don't know if you heard of SOPA in the United States. The C-11 bill, it's not yet the Canadian version of SOPA, but the same exact lobby, which is, as you might have noticed, a tremendously powerful lobby, wants C-11 to mirror SOPA in terms of internet censorship. And this didn't happen in the States, and if we hold ourselves to be Canadians that are much more liberal and open-minded than historically in terms of legislation than the United States, then we should keep our reputation high, and we should try to fight lobbyists from imposing and creating a SOPA-like legislation inside Canada before it happens.
These bills tend to be really long and hard to understand, and I think that's deliberate, so that it could be interpreted in multiple ways. And the point of the bill is to limit what people can do with the internet. And that's the bottom line, and that's why we're all here today, is because the internet has become our biggest resource as activists and as students. It's a really powerful tool, and to see it be restricted in any way by the government is an infringement on some of our now most basic activities, like studying. I think it's really scary that Canada is following in the footsteps of America in terms of information policy. It's a lot less publicized here in Canada. Bill C-11 is similar in a lot of ways to some bills that have been put through in the States that limit usage. And ultimately, it would give government the power to shut down sites without having to justify themselves. And I think that is really scary, because that puts us in censorship territory. That's really what we're fighting against, is government's ability to infringe on our dissemination of information.
The bill proposes itself as a fight against copyright infringement, but it's trying to do that through a method that's not done before. Before, they used to have to ask the websites themselves who were sponsoring copyright material to take down the files that are infringing on the law. But now they want to go through the ISP, so they want to hold the internet service provider liable for the copyright infringement that's going on, meaning that the internet service provider, rather than waiting to avoid being sued, it could just cut the service to that website, and the website would die. So if we had progressive websites like YouTube, DeviantArt, those kind of sites that situate themselves in Canada, those kind of sites could become afraid of possibly violating copyright law. So rather than starting up these progressive websites, people would just be afraid, and we wouldn't get nearly as much freedom to post the different artistic materials that might step on bigger companies' toes. It's a worrisome law for that reason already. Not to mention, if the internet service provider decides to watch our downloads, that's also a violation of privacy. And then there's the buyer's rights issues. If a file is bought on, say, a CD, but you don't want to use it in the CD format, you want to transfer it to an MP3, making that copy apparently violates copyright law. So you can't buy a file and then have free rein to use that file however you like. You actually have to keep it in that format.
Hi, my name is Nadim Kobesi. I'm a digital activist, and I care about digital freedoms, digital rights, and internet freedom, and I fight against internet censorship. And the reason why I care about Bill C-11 is that the law, if passed, would make it illegal for you to jailbreak your iPhone, for example, which is to unlock it to work with other carriers, or to just jailbreak it to install your custom software on it, right? And it would also make it illegal for you to copy DVD movies that you legally own to your computer. So laws like this really infringe on our digital rights in a way that sets a terrible precedent, and that basically so that the government can tell you what to do and what not to do with digital media and technology and devices that you actually own fully and they're your property. So that's why we're fighting against it, because we don't believe that should be something that happens in Canada. And also, the more dangerous thing is that the same lobbying body, the media industry, that lobbied for SOPA, the American Internet Censorship Bill, is lobbying for C-11 to become the Canadian version of SOPA with internet censorship provisions. It doesn't have these yet, but if the media lobby, a very powerful lobby, succeeds, it will have these provisions. And we don't think that should happen here. because the internet is a, should remain a free body, and laws like this, while claiming to defend copyright, actually don't really succeed at all.